oil futures continue to drift lower Monday. Expanding drought is threatening winter wheat grazing prospects. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of December. Negotiated cash pick cattle trade was limited on light demand in Nebraska through Monday afternoon. Although too few transactions to trend, there were some live trades in the region at $135 a hundredweight. Elsewhere, trade was at a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $2 to $4 lower in Kansas and Nebraska at $136 to $138 a hundredweight. They were $4 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $136 and steady to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $138. Dress prices were $2 lower in Nebraska at $218 and steady to $3 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $217 to $218. Cattle futures trended lower Monday with softer cash prices, holiday-limited harvest schedules on the books, and no support from outside markets. Live cattle futures closed an average of 34 cents lower, except for a dime higher in away Feb. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 75 cents lower, from 2 cents lower at the back to $1.20 lower toward the front, except for a nickel higher in October. Choice box beef cutout value was 63 cents lower Monday afternoon at $262.38 a hundredweight. Select was $2.39 higher at $250.67. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 6 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers traded steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there were 5,146 head on offer. Steers and heifers sold $1 to $5 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there were 2,800 head. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, steers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher. Those weighing 550 to 600 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower, and then steady to $3 higher at 650 to 700 pounds, but steady to $2 lower at 700 to 750, and $4 to $6 lower at 1,000 to 1,050 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 350 to 500 traded $1 to $3 lower, $3 to $5 higher at 500 to 650 pounds, and then $1 to $5 lower at 650 to 750 pounds. There were 2,467 head on offer. By the way, last week, according to AMS, steers and heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $3 higher in the South Central states and the Southeast, while steers and heifers weighing more than 700 pounds traded weak to $3 lower in those same regions. Major U.S. financial indices extended losses Monday, closing sharply lower amid growing uncertainty related to the surging COVID Omicron infections. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 433 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 52 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 188 points. Rapidly expanding drought conditions are threatening winter wheat grazing in the Southern Plains, according to Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comment. He says dwindling forage supplies may already be causing some wheat pasture removals and could be contributing to the strong December feeder cattle auction volumes. According to the December 16th U.S. Drought Monitor, 74% of the nation was abnormally dry or in some degree of drought, compared to 67% a year earlier. Moreover, 55% was experiencing some degree of drought, compared to 49% last year. Without additional moisture very soon, Peel says more wheat pastures will have to be destocked. Current forecasts show little chances for precipitation in the region into January. He adds that La Nina conditions are expected to persist through the winter, shifting the drought focus back to the southwest and southern plains, and potentially improving drought conditions in California and the Pacific Northwest. In the meantime, Peel notes the recent heady price run. He explains optimism building in feeder cattle markets the second half of the year has been enhanced and consolidated with the fed cattle market breaking out and moving sharply higher in the last 2 months. He notes fed cattle prices have increased roughly 12% since late October and are about 29% higher compared to a year ago in December. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 21st of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.